Now, I want to continue with this review first, and then we'll move to the new stuff. Now, I'm only going to give you a couple more with regards to the review. So here we go now. And I say review. Of course, that means for those of you who are with me the first time we went through this. All right, so here are the last two review questions. There are more to the review, but I'm only going to ask two more from the review. So here we go. First one, leg lifts. Where you're lying flat on your back, feet together, you're lying straight on the floor, on your back, feet are together, and you're lifting your feet up off the floor, bringing them back down, raising those feet back up, etc. Is that a good one for you? Would you say yes or no? For lower back, especially, again, if you're already experiencing back pain. Well, when you're lifting your legs together, remember I said keeping your feet together, lifting those legs up, that can really be demanding, very demanding on your core, especially on the back. So instead of lying on your back, feet together, raising your legs up, try lying on your back with one leg straight, the other leg bent at the knee with that foot flat on the floor. One leg bent at the knee with that foot flat on the floor, only one leg straight, and just lift one leg at a time. It is not nearly as stressful for the back, and you should be able to get benefit. And basically what you're doing is taking that one leg, lifting it up about 6 inches, holding it for a brief period of time, slowly lowering that leg. Repeating it about 10 times and switching legs. Now, how about this one? This is the last one for the review. Wall sits, where you stand 10 to 12 inches from the wall, lean back until your back is flat against the wall, and then slowly slide down until your knees are slightly bent, pressing your lower back into the wall, holding for a count of 10, then carefully, slowly sliding back up the wall. Is that good for your back? Bad for your back? This actually is one that they recommend we do. The wall sit-up. They recommend that we do it. Okay, now how about this one? Lying on the back. This is the new stuff now. You're lying on your back with your knees bent, both feet flat on the floor. Bring one knee to your chest, keeping the other foot flat on the floor. Keep your lower back pressed to the floor. Hold for 15 to 30 seconds. And then remember now, we're not trying to necessarily strengthen our abdominal muscles on these exercises that I'm talking about. That's not the main goal. Right now, what part of the body are we focusing on helping? The back, thank you, and particularly the lower back. So don't be saying, wait a minute, hold up. How am I going to get a six-pack doing these kind of exercises? These exercises are not for your six-pack. Your back. Okay, so again, both feet flat on the floor. You're bringing one knee to your chest while keeping the other foot flat on the floor. You keep your lower back pressed to the floor. Hold for 15 to 30 seconds. Then lower your knee and repeat with the other leg. Do that 2 to 4 times for each leg. Is that good or bad for the back? That's one that they recommend we do. All right, how about pelvic tilts? You lie on your back with your knees bent, with your feet flat on the floor. This time, tighten your stomach by contracting it as though you're preparing for a punch. Somebody's getting ready to punch you in the stomach, and you're tightening your gut to brace for that punch. Well, you'll feel your back pressing into the floor and your hips and pelvis rocking back. Hold it for 10 seconds while breathing in and out smoothly. Repeat 8 to 12 times. Good or bad? That is one that they recommend we do. How about this? Bridging. Where you lie on your back with your knees bent and just your heels on the floor. Your knees are bent, but you don't have the entire foot on the floor. Just the heels. You push your heels into the floor, squeeze your buttocks, and lift your hips off the floor until your shoulders, hips, and knees are in a straight line. Hold it about 6 seconds and then slowly lower your hips to the floor and rest for 10 seconds. Repeat that 8 to 12 times. Is that good or bad? That too is one that they recommend. They also recommend along with that though, that we avoid arching our lower back as our hips move upward. Avoid overarching by tightening your abdominal muscles before and throughout the lift. Avoid arching. You don't want to put that curve in your lower back. Now, you want to improve the health of your lower back. What about lifting weights? Is that something you want to do? Is that something that you want to avoid? Well, if done properly, weightlifting can help. When done properly, lifting weights usually does not hurt your back. Again, when done properly. In fact, it may help relieve chronic back pain. But when you have acute, sudden back pain, putting extra stress on back muscles and ligaments could raise the risk of further injury. Ask your doctor whether you should lift weights and which exercises to avoid. There may be your doctor might say, well, yeah, you can go ahead and lift weights, but don't do these specific weightlifting exercises. So get that input. And remember, form. One of the ways that you'll know whether or not you are lifting too much, for example, is if you find yourself struggling to maintain proper form. You don't need to strain in order to get good benefit. In fact, straining is not a good idea. All right, you want to help the health of your back. What about aerobic exercise? It strengthens your lungs, your heart, and blood vessels, and can help you lose weight. Walking, swimming, biking may all help reduce back pain. Start with short sessions and build up over time. If your back is hurting, try swimming, where the water actually supports your body, but avoid any strokes that twist your body. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got it, the lowdown. Leg lifts, lift one leg at a time. Wall sitting is good for you. Press up back extensions, where you lie on your stomach with your hands under your shoulders, you all remember, that's a good one. The bird dog stretch, that's a good one. Chest exercises, knee to chest exercises, they're good for us. Standing toe touches, not good, avoid them. Crunches can be bad for the back if you do them wrong. But the way to do it, lie with your knees bent, feet flat on the floor. Cross your arms over your chest or put your hands behind your neck, but do not pull your head forward while your hands are behind your neck. You don't want to put undue stress on your neck either. Tighten your stomach muscles and raise your shoulders off the floor, breathing out as you raise your shoulders. Sit-ups, bad for the back. They recommend that we not do them. Hamstring stretches, where you lie on your back, bend one knee, looping a towel under the ball of your foot, straightening your knee, and slowly pulling back on the towel. That's one that they recommend as well. So, that was the remainder of the review. I gave you the new stuff today. See what you can do to help your back. Definitely want to go ahead and do what you can to be as healthy as possible and set a good example for those watching you. Another good way to let some of life's best moments not only come to you, but through you. Till next time.